I'm taking introduction to the TalkFusion Global Team call. This is a Mentored by a Multimillionaire series with our CEO, Bob Reyna. As you come on the line, go ahead, introduce yourself with your first name and the state or country that you're calling from.
Steve Allen, Brantford, Ontario.
Well, nice to have you. There was two people there, but go ahead.
Jeff from Las Vegas.
Jeff, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
We've got about 30 seconds, and we're going to get the call started. So if you want to introduce yourself, please do it right now.
Steven from
Julie,
Bellevue.
Tony Canulli here in Daytona Beach. I was on earlier. Just wanted to say hello.
Oh, yes,
and also,
works,
hey,
Tony.
Rob Rogers made gold last night.
Whoa. Tony went gold. Awesome. Tony, way to go.
Yeah, no, I didn't go gold. Rob did.
Oh, Rob. I was going to say, Tony, I thought you were past it. Okay, sorry, my mistake. Rob. Rob Shaw, is that what you're talking about?
That's right.
Perfect. Awesome. That's great.
Doesn't get any better belt.
All right. Let's go ahead and get the let's mute the line, and we're going to go ahead and get the call.
Jim Beach, Kansas City.
Welcome, Jim Beach. Perfect timing. Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead, and it is the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and get started. This is Julie Ho, Blue Diamond, and I'd like to welcome everyone to the TalkFusion Global Team Call. This is Mentoring by a Multimillionaire with our CEO, Bob Reyna. So what I'd like to do now before we introduce Bob is it's always a pleasure to introduce our main host for our Mentoring with a Multimillionaire series. Rob Roeder is a Blue Diamond, and he's from Clearwater, Florida. He's achieved unparalleled success in this industry. He's helped many people to have financial success with TalkFusion and has achieved the highest ranking of Blue Diamond in record speed. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and turn this call over to Rob Roeder. Go ahead, Rob.
Julie, thank you so much for that introduction, and it is such an honor to be here today to bring out our CEO with his incredible Mentoring of the Millionaire series that Bob has been doing here for us on these Saturdays. And I can tell each and every one of you. First of all, I want to welcome all of you to the call today and just congratulate you for being here, because this is the place to be. I consider this the most important call of the week, guys, and you're going to get golden nuggets on this call each and every Saturday that will truly make the difference for you, really what I call the defining moment, as our CEO lays out the foundation for success here. So without further ado, I am going to bring out our incredible leader, Mr. Bob Reyna. Bob, are you out there with us, sir?
Yeah, I am, Rob. Thanks. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, Bob.
All righty. Hey, welcome, everybody. Happy Saturday. Happy early Father's Day to everybody around the world. Tomorrow's Father's Day. A lot of great reasons to be thankful for all of our dads throughout the world. I don't have any kids myself, but I have a bunch of hounds and kitties, so I can be considered in Father's Day as well. Let me, for those of you, many of you know that I used to be a policeman, but I want to tell you a story, and I want to equate it to really what goes on and what should be going on within your TalkFusion business. And many, many years ago, when I got started at the sheriff's office, I learned how to become a training officer. And as a training officer, we could have other deputies ride with us when we're teaching them the ropes. And on occasion, we'd have deputies that were reserve deputies. These were deputies that just volunteered their time. They weren't paid, but they just volunteered their time. And that's actually how I got started at the sheriff's office when I was still in college. But I had a friend of mine. His name was John Lovelace, and he was a reserve deputy. He came riding with me one night, and I was working the midnight shift then. And we were out patrolling in an apartment complex, and he wanted to get out and stretch his legs at a park across the way because we were getting totally eaten alive by car burglary. So I was out prowling around without my headlights on, trying to see if I could catch some people doing some bad things, breaking into cars. Well, lo and behold, about 5 minutes later, after we're out stretching our legs, sure enough, we heard some glass break. So I told John, hurry up, get back in the car. He didn't even hear the glass. I said, get back in. So there's an apartment complex right next door, so we go crawling up with no lights on, and sure enough, we're sneaking up on these guys, and lo and behold, there's three of them, and they were breaking into a car right in front of us. So they see the police car, and they come screeching out real fast, backwards. Here's John, like a dummy at the time. He started running after the car, and I'm yelling at him, get back in the police car. So he gets back in the police car. They back out, and we start a chase in pursuits called 1031 was our police code back then. So anyway, I'm on the radio, and what happens is when you have a second person in the car, they're supposed to talk on the radio when the other person is driving. So I told John, I said, here, call it in. He goes, no, you call it in, because he panicked real fast. So I started calling it in. We exit the apartment complex. They almost peeled out and went to a ditch, the bad guys. It turned out they were in a stolen car. I was running their tag as we were chasing them. They went through an apartment complex across the street, and we're probably going 60, 70 miles an hour through this apartment complex. I mean, hopping over speed bumps and everything else. And we had computers in the police car, and they were bouncing off the stand. So I was telling John, at least hold the computer on the stand. So we get out onto this main road, which for those of you who live in Tampa, you'll understand on the west side of the county, it was Gun Highway. So we are really – this is a an IROC Z28 that we are chasing, and we our police cars are pretty souped up. So we're going, and a deputy's coming on the other side that was running radar, and he clocked us. We're going about 117 miles an hour, so we were really going fast. So the chase is going, the chase is going, the canine dogs were coming, the helicopters were up, and lo and behold, they tried to bail out at a dead-end street, and they tried to get out and run. Well, immediately we caught two of them there at the scene because – due to my expert driving, well, pretty good driving, I should say, I was close enough to them so when they bailed out, I didn't A, hit their car, and B, I was close enough to run them down. But one of them got away. So he got away temporarily, I should say, because as we were processing the car in the front seat of their stolen car, lo and behold, was their rent application. All three of these bad guys had decided that they were going to rent an apartment together, and they left all three of their licenses right in the bottom of the police car. I'm sorry, not in the police car, but of the stolen car. Now, so what do we call that? In police work, we call that a clue. Now, you're probably wondering why I told you that story besides letting you know a little bit about my previous life. Well, because here's why. Not only does crime leave clues, but success leaves clues. And most importantly, failure leaves clues as well. Now, what do I mean by that? Here's what I want you to understand, and this is something each of you has to very, very pay very careful attention to with what we're doing. Now, there's a rule that I like to use. It's called 72 hours fly or die. Let me say that again. It's called 72 hours fly or die. Now, what that means is, generally speaking, and I want everybody to think about that, when you sign somebody up into your business, when are they the most excited? They're most excited at the very moment that they said, yep, guess what, I want to turn loose a $250 or $750 or $150, and I want to become an associate. It is at that very point that they are most excited. Now, if you let days go by or even minutes go by without getting them engaged in the business, success begins to slip further away. And each of you, you have to understand this. What you do in the first 72 hours, the first week, will largely, and I mean largely, determine whether they are successful or not in the business. I've talked about it before. There's four things that you need to make it. Number one is a dream. Number two is willingness to work. Number three is the right attitude. And number four is the right vehicle. So why will the first 72 hours or the first week make or break your new associates? And let me explain why. We're all creatures of habit. We do things the same way pretty much day after day after day. Our schedule might change a little bit up on the weekends, but during the week we pretty much do things the same day. We all use 24 hours in the day, probably the same way, day in, day out, week in, week out, year in, year out. But this is what happens. To make it in this business, you need at least 7 to 10 hours a week. You need to set it aside. The dream, whatever your dream is, and it better be a big one, will give you yourself permission to set aside the necessary time. Understand this. Nobody on this phone and nobody in the world needs something else to just be a calendar filler. We're already busy enough as it is. But what happens is the way you spend your time in the first few days, in the first week, will start to create new habits that you have in your business. Now, and this is a critical thing I want to talk about. Many associates spend their first days, their first weeks, doing things what I could call getting ready to get ready. What I mean by that is they're preparing, but they're not doing. I call that a grinder. They'll read the comp plan 48 times. They'll ask support if we can build 14 new templates that they think that will help their business. But they never do one three-way call. They never invite one person. What will happen is this. day after day after day will pass. They'll have no success in their business. The excitement will fade, and their dreams will get further away until it comes to a point that they'll quit. However, somebody who is a pro in the business, if they're in the first 72 hours, the first week, they help their new associate take action steps. And what I mean action steps, I call them action steps, I call them rainmaker activities. There's only a few that you need. Number one is making a list. Number two is inviting people to watch the presentation. Number three is a three-way call. So if you take action steps during those weeks with people, you'll start to have some successes, okay? People will begin to join. Momentum will start to go. Excitement will start to rise, and the dream becomes closer. Again, let me say this. The dream will become closer instead of getting farther away. So it all starts with knowing your dream and knowing what your prospect's dreams are, because always remember this. Something excited your new prospect. You have to always remember what that was, what that why was. If you find the why, the 7 to 10 hours will come easily. So big clue here. If you have people in your organization and they are not calling you for three-way calls and you do not know whether they have a prospect list done, then guess what? That is called a clue. You are on the verge of tanking out. And so do not wait. I had a conversation yesterday or the day before with a bunch of leaders. This person was – and let me explain it to you like this. People, when you go to school, like, for example, when I went to college, I wasn't getting paid to go to college. I was getting paid after I graduated college and started working at the sheriff's office. So, but the great news in this industry is this, is that you can get paid and work at the same time. And let me explain to you the difference. In this call the other day that I was doing with people, this person was doing a group conference call that teaches people how to invite. And I said, congratulations, professor, you're becoming a professional teacher. I said, show me one person in your team that you know that is inviting. Well, I don't. So let me get this right. You're teaching people how to do something, but they're not doing it. Why aren't they doing it? Because you're not following through with them. So do not anybody get in the habit of becoming a professional teacher or a professional counselor, if you will. You need to make sure – you want to know how you know? Let's just say that I sponsored Rob Roeder. I say, Rob, let's go. What's your dream? I want to know what your dream is. Start making your prospect list. Make your prospect list. I want to make 25 invitation calls in the first 48 hours that you're in the business. And guess what? If I really want to help Rob succeed faster, I will be on the phone with him when he makes his first calls. Do you want to know why? Because if he's not doing it right, I want to be there to help him then. It all starts with the invite. So see that direction, and I take control of the situation as opposed to the other way in which the person meant to do all the right things. Their effort was fantastic, but they were doing the wrong thing. They got into, you know, what I call teacher mode. So you cannot get into the teacher mode. You always must stay in the action mode. And what is the action mode? The action mode is this: putting people on your list, inviting people, and getting them to the presentation, then following up with them on a three-way call after the presentation. Those are the only three action skills that you need to know in order to make your dreams come true. If you're doing anything else but that, okay, and I'll put an open challenge to anybody on the phone. I've been doing this a long time, 20 years, and I have vast amounts of experience in working with video. If you're doing anything outside of that, you are wasting time. And I don't mean to mention any particular names on here, but let me tell you this. If you're trying to coach people on social media skills, you're wasting your time. If you're trying to teach people to build their own websites, you're wasting your time. If you're trying to teach people how to overcome product objections, you're wasting your time. Let me teach you how to overcome an objection in a big hurry. I don't care what it is. Rob, you still with me, right? Roeder.
I'm here.
Okay, here, let me ask you a question. Ask me, give me an objection. Give me any objection. And let's just say that I'm brand new. Give me an objection.
Oh, this looks pretty good, but I don't know. I don't think I could do this. I got to make these emails, and it seems like a bit of a learning curve.
You know what, Rob? That's a great question. I'm brand new. All I know is I'm excited about making money. A bunch of my friends are making money. I don't want to give you a wrong answer. Please give me a second. I'll get my friend Minho on the phone, who's having tremendous success. He can tell you all about it. Okay? Give me another objection.
It's, you know, it seems like this is something that, you know, a lot of people could do, but I don't really know a lot of people, Bob. I mean, I don't know, who would I sell this to?
Yeah, I know some of the top earners, when they got started, they had the same thing told to them. But you know what? I'm brand new. I don't want to give you the wrong answer. Please give me a moment. I want to get Midho on the phone. He's having tremendous success. He's one of the top earners in the company. Hold on, please. Now, is that hard, everybody? If you're explaining too much, if you're talking too much, then that means you're having to overcome objections and explaining too much. And let me even tell you this again. If you're holding all these classes to teach people how to do this, 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 and this, and it has anything to do but inviting, but sending people to a presentation, but doing three-way calls, I'm telling you, you're taking yourself out of the activities that you need to learn and know to make money, not only for yourself, but for other people. If people want to learn how to use the product, we have made this product simple enough for anybody to learn how to use. We provide video tutorials for them. We provide PDF tutorials for them. We have customer service. If they need help, they can pick up the phone and call. Do not take yourself out. Some of you have put yourself into support roles. I mean, heck, I would, you do more support than we do here, for goodness sakes. I'd hire you here to help customers. But you need to make sure that you stay in the areas of those which will help make you money. Because here, write this down. Here's the formula for duplication. Here's what you need to get the big D going in your business, right? You need to lead a large group of people. Write this down. You need to lead a large group of people to consistently do a few simple things. Again, lead a large group of people to consistently do a few simple things over a sustained period of time. Okay? Let me say that again. Lead a large group of people to consistently do a few simple things over a sustained period of time. I'm going to break this down for you. Three separate ones. Number one, first part is a large group of people. In order for you to get your business going, business started, I talked about it last week, you need 20 left, 20 right. You need to personally sponsor 40 people. Each of you are 200 people away from earning a potential income of $100,000 a year. Now, how is that? How do I know that? Okay? When you get decent at inviting, even if you're not that decent, one out of five will get in the business with you. One out of five will either become a customer or an associate. So you're dealing one out of five. So one out of five out of 200 people, that's 40 people. You need 20 on the left side of your business, 20 on the right side of your business. Why 20? And I'll say it again. People quit. They do things. Out of the 20, 3 to 5 will engage the business. Why do people quit? I don't care why people quit, because I'm too busy dealing with people that need this opportunity. I don't care if Aunt Edith told them that she didn't make money in Amway in 1972. I don't care if their dad told them they'll never make it. I don't care if their mom told them that they're wasting their time. I don't care about those things. I know people quit. People quit their marriages. They quit their dreams. They quit their hope. They quit anything. And Top Fusion is no different. So the numbers, the failure is built into the program. So if you're not speaking to enough people to sponsor 20 left and 20 right, then you need to up the number of people that you're talking to. Okay? And unlike other companies that sit around the industry that talk about you don't need to do anything but get involved to make money, don't believe it. It is a flat lie. It is a way by which to get you involved. You will not make money. This business is hard work, but it is simple. Again, let me say this again. It is hard work, but it is simple. So the first thing you need is a large group of people. You need people to get the momentum going. The second part is this. You need to have these people perform a few simple actions. Let me say that again. A few simple actions. You can tell I get excited talking about this stuff because this is critical. One of the very big mistakes that people make when they get started is this. They try to explain everything. They puke on people. Well, tell me about the product. Well, tell me about the compliment. Blah! You puke all over them. You give them the old fire hose presentation. You talk to them for 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You're trying to convince them. You're trying to sell versus tell. It will never work, because in the back of the mind, the people are going to be thinking, oh, my God, if I have to talk to somebody for 30 minutes about a comp plan, or I have to talk to somebody 30 minutes about technology, there's no way in the world I can do it. I won't do it. It's the old BLT. People got to believe you, like you, and trust you. So, again, people perform the simple actions. What are those simple actions? Guess what? Invite people. Invite people is a simple action. Telling them to go to a presentation where experts are doing it. Guess what? That's easy to do. Very simple. So for real duplication to take place, you need to focus on actions that are simple enough that everybody can do. Okay? Remember, people in your teams, people in this company. I have people that are so very smart. I have people that aren't as smart as other people. I have people that are very educated. I have some people that aren't so educated. I have people with different belief systems, different backgrounds, different educations, different schedules, different everything. So guess what? You have to reduce this to the ridiculous. You have to keep this as simple as you can to put the business into context that things that anybody can do. Anybody can get excited. Excitement is free, F-R-E-E, okay? Find out what your dream is. Get excited. 90% of a good invite is excitement. So anybody can get excited. Anybody has friends. So right there, guess what? You just have to learn how to ask them the question to get to the presentation. Is that a simple thing? Yes. Why is it simple? Because we tell you what to say. Why do we tell you what to say? Because we know what works. Why is it that we tell you to don't talk about the product for 30 minutes? Because we know that that cannot be duplicated. Why is it that we tell you don't lead product first on the invite? Because I know what will happen. You'll get a ton of questions that you can't answer. So, again, keep it simple. Keep it duplication. So, again, step two of the duplication is to perform a few simple actions. Now, here's step three. This is what's great. Third part is you need these things to happen consistently. I mean consistently, over and over again for a sustained period of time. And let me tell you this. Sustained period of time means this. Years. Not a day. Not a week, not any of that, years. To build a solid business is a 2 to 5 year plan, no doubt about it, if you want to go to your dreams. Now, I can tell you with the 40-year plan where you wind up, which is not good, the old 40-40-40 club, where you work 40 hours a week for 40 years of your life to retire on 40% of which you could not afford to live on in the first place. So, again, you have to consistently do this. When I mean consistently, I don't mean do it for a day and then not do it for 3 days. You must keep people moving in your business consistently 7 days a week to get people moving, okay? You must do it. Invite, follow up, presentations, get them on the webinar. So now, this is what's critical. How do you get duplication going on your team? Here's the million-dollar question. How do you get duplication moving on your team? It's this. It does not, let me say this again, it does not come from speaking about it or training on it. It does not. It comes from people modeling your behavior. Again, it comes from people from modeling your behavior. What your team actually sees you doing, let me say that again, what your team sees you doing is what they will duplicate. So if you're one of these social media guys or gals, and that's all you do is teach your team social media, but you don't ever teach people how to invite, you never teach people how to get to a presentation, you never teach people how to go to a three-way call, I promise you this, okay? I will take the amount of money that I've made in this industry, and it will absolutely compare what you will make will absolutely pale in comparison to that. Do you want to know why? Because I have kept things so simple for people that anybody can do. Most people can't learn social media. Now, I'm not saying that social media is a bad thing. What I'm saying is this. Once you attract people, then guess what? You better teach them how to invite. You better teach them how to send somebody to a presentation, or you better teach them how to do a three-way call. You need to go first base, second base, third base. If you don't touch all the bases, you're out. So, again, concentrate on those three things. So, again, duplication happens. It does not come from speaking about it. It does not come from training it. It comes from people modeling your behavior. What your team actually sees you do is what they will duplicate. And I cannot stress that enough. And that goes back to what I was saying before about people that want to become university professors, but yet they're not taking people through the proper steps that they need to get it done. So again, we talked about 72 hours fly or die. We talked about when people are most excited. We talked about dreams, again, because that's so important. You hear me talking about that all the time. Now, let me talk about this. August 20th, Vision, here in Tampa. Now, if you are not registered, I would like anybody on the phone to be able to give me an excuse for not being registered. That's what it will simply be, is an excuse. If your dreams, and I say this again, if your dreams are not worth $150 to you, an airplane ticket, which will be pretty cheap now because the event is still a couple months away, and a $79 or $99 hotel room, then please reevaluate your dreams. There is no good reason why any of you on this phone, I don't care where you live, that you should not be attending this event. We have so many cool things that we're unveiling. You're going to hear stories from people all over the world. People are traveling here all over the world. You'll see how fired up they are. You'll see why their dreams have come through in Top Fusion. You'll learn what they did to get there. And I promise you it's going to be the things that I am talking about here. So if you have not registered yet, I know there are not many tickets left. Make sure you go in the back. It's $150. $150 is so inexpensive. What you'll get for it in return is it will totally be life-changing. Now, I want to give a special congratulations to Annalise Steger and Harold Steger in Austria. They hit double diamond this week. Matter of fact, they went from silver to double diamond all in the same week, if you can believe that. So a big congratulations to them. That's a tremendous accomplishment. So, one other thing too, car bonus, Mercedes Madness, okay? I would highly suggest that you listen to what we have going on here. So, if you want to learn how to earn a brand new Mercedes that will have Top Fusion on it, it's really cool, have a Top Fusion license plate on it and get everybody talking about your home-based business and how your dreams came through Top Fusion, please pay attention. Make sure that you learn how to build your business. We're going to be releasing some details about this program here pretty soon. Some of you on the phone have already qualified for the car, and you don't even know it yet. So keep doing what you're doing. June has been a tremendous month for sales so far. It is incredible. May was our record month. June is even better. On Monday or Tuesday of this week, we have our Spanish website is being released. Also, I know templates in Slovenian will also be released either Monday or Tuesday as well. So a lot of good stuff going on here at corporate. We are on the verge very, very, very soon, and I have it on my desk, of releasing a new opportunity presentation which focuses a lot on dreams, etc., which is critical. So with that being said, it is 25 minutes after 12 again. Let's get back out there in the field. Let's start inviting people. Instant pay. Remember, if you want to get – we even pay on the weekends. I know some of you like to take a little bit lighter on the weekends, but guess what? If your dreams are big enough, you'll power through the weekends. Get your team to do the same thing. So with that being said, congratulations, everybody, and I'm going to turn it back over to you, Rob.
Rob, thank you so much. Wow, just once again, you know, just powerful, simple – steps here to have success, Bob, and you've said it over a number of times, and we just can't hear it enough, and with the compassion that you share this with. Bob, I just wanted to ask you a question on two things here, just to kind of clarify something. On the first point where you were talking about the three-way call and, you know, how critically important that is, and when they're off the webinar, they ask you any questions, what you want to do is get them over to your upline support. But, I mean, what I wanted to just stress to everyone on the line here, Bob, is that it is so critically important that they do it quick, you know, and that's what I heard from you today, Bob. What you're saying is once they come off that call, you know, the bottom line, get them over to that upline support as soon as you can. You don't want to sit there.
Well, here, watch this. Let's just say if the presentation ended at 1:30, the three-way call should be happening at 1:31. I mean, is that quick enough for everybody? You cannot afford to wait because, again, with waiting comes dreams fading. So, again, how fast do you want to make money? How fast do you want to get to your dreams? It makes no sense following up the next day or the next day or the next day. Now, if somebody's out of town or whatever the case is on some rare occasion, oh, all right, I hear it. However, they still have phones there too, but you must be following up. Again, this whole thing, winning is 90% desire and excitement is all that it is. So, again, I would be following up right off the bat.
And, Bob, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I didn't need to come over and three-way you because they were ready to go. They were so excited. They were ready to sign up, so I didn't want to waste your time. How would you
respond
to that?
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. And let me tell you why. What you don't understand what the three-way call does, is, again, this all comes down to duplication. I could sponsor people all day long myself right now. But guess what? The person that I'm talking to – the next person that I'm going to sponsor can't. They need somebody in their life that can help validate the opportunity for them. So if you are not doing three-way calls, I am telling you your business will not duplicate as quickly as you want it to. Your failure rate will be higher than what it needs to be. So, again, three-way call. When I was always building a business, by the time I'd go to sleep at night, I burned through three batteries on my phones. simply because I was doing so many calls. I knew as soon as a presentation was done, my phone would be blowing up with my leaders with their new prospects on the phone. Be blowing up. We got, as a matter of fact, we got so big doing three-way calls, I couldn't do as many as were coming to me, so we even had to do three-way calls, Rob's, on conference calls. I mean, when the business, when the opportunity was done, we'd get on afterwards and we'd have 30 prospects on there, 50 prospects on there, just waiting to hear, so we'd close them all out at one shot. That's how you know that it's going good. But I will tell you, if you are not doing three-way calls, please listen better, because your business will not go where you need it to be. It won't. I'll tell you this right now. No doubt.
Absolutely, Bob. I couldn't agree with you more on that point. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is we were talking about the inviting stage. Could you just real quickly here, Bob, just role play with me how you would do an invite?
Well, here, again, inviting is 90% excitement, 90% excitement. I always believe in inviting, you lead with the opportunity. You can. There's 1,000 different ways to do it. Can you get everything you want through life through what you're currently doing? Well, no. I mean, so here, if an economic opportunity came your way where you could earn supplemental income without quitting what you're doing, would you be interested? Of course.
Absolutely.
Would you be interested in earning an extra $500 a month without stopping what you're currently doing? I mean, there's 1,000,000 different ways to do it. The fact is people just have to do it, and people have to lead with enthusiasm, with desire, by asking the right way. I mean, you can't say the wrong thing to the right person, so you just got to get going with it.
Right, Bob. And you go for the dream, too, don't you, in that environment?
Always do. Always do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because here's why. Most people, their dreams have died. So what you do when you ask somebody a question like that, it makes them think for a second. And it very clearly points out to them that what they're doing is not working for most people. I mean, here's my neighbor's a perfect example. He owns a roofing company. So he sees me driving a nice red Ferrari, and every time I see him, it's pretty hot out there, isn't it? Pretty hot out there, isn't it? So, I mean, I'm just letting him know. I said, you're in the wrong way to earn income. If you're not out pounding nails, you're not earning money. That's not right. There's better ways to do it. All right. So, obviously, he wants to get with me. So, I really believe I can recruit 9 out of 10 people. I really do. But it's because my belief system is high. I know the right way to lead in, and I know how to do it. And that came through practice. That's all.
You've got that confidence and posture, Bob, and it's magnetic.
Well, I feel sorry for people, Rob, if they don't get in the business. I mean, seriously, think about this for a second, okay? For those of you who've been to the corporate office, we have a Subway right next door, right? And
yep.
As a matter of fact, there's people stopping right now outside of Subway taking pictures of my car. But anyway, the owner of Subway, he told me that if their revenue is $10 for the week, okay, that it's considered a great week. $10,000, this is revenue now for the week. Huh. Rob Roeder, question for you. Does your business do $10,000 a week in revenue, in sales?
Mine does, yes.
Okay, well, no, your business does more than $10,000 a week in income, too. Right, so let me get this right. How much did you spend to start your business?
Bob, I spent back then, I think it was, what, $275 plus?
Right, $275. So let me get this right. So you spent $275, and you have a business which is generating more income in a week than the Subway is in revenue for a week. And that's on a good week. I mean, think about that. Rob, do you have to make sandwiches?
Heck no.
Do you have to have employees?
Nope, can't handle them. Don't want them.
Did you have to spend $250 to start it?
Had to spend a heck of a lot more than that.
No, I mean, did you have to spend $250,000 to start your business?
Oh, no, my God, for less than $300 I got started here, Bob.
All right, now, is everybody following me with what I'm doing? What we have is a better way, plain and simple. Is just that powerful. So just always remember that.
Yeah, it's incredible. It really is, Bob. I'm so grateful that where in this country, where in this world can you find an opportunity in this day and age where you could have that little of investment in terms of capital outlay and have this opportunity? My God, it's unbelievable. I can't thank you enough for that, Bob.
Yeah, no problem, everybody.
Wow. Well, Bob, thanks again for another incredible mentoring call here. And we'll look forward to hearing you next week as well. And wow, guys, what a fantastic another call to add to the list here. And you heard some great, great things here. Definitely want to hope you took some notes here. And this call also goes out on a replay line as well. We send it out to the support upline, and we'll be getting it out to you. So these calls you want to listen to more than once, because a number of times you can't listen and hear this stuff enough, guys, because the simplicity that our CEO shared with us here today is the foundation of what Talk Fusion is. Bob shares this over and over and over again, and it's all coming from his heart. And he doesn't need to be here, guys. Trust me. Okay, he's out here because he cares. He's out here because he knows that what he shares are the fundamentals, and they are going to make the difference in your business. So definitely take every word you've heard in this call, guys. Soak it in your brain. Make it a part of your activity, your revenue-producing activities, and follow the system that he shares here. Again, Bob, thank you so much for all that fantastic, what I call applicable information. You know, the information that we get here from our CEO guys is not just something that motivates you or gets you psyched up or hyped up for, you know, an hour or two and then you deflate yourself. This is the real nuts and bolts of you guys going out there and generating income. So we, again, appreciate our CEO for being here and being such an incredible leader he is. Another thing that you heard Bob share here today with all of us guys, the critical importance of making it to the vision event, okay? You know, he just said it exactly the way it is. The bottom line is, guys, is that when you come to this event, you're going to walk out of that room a different person. Things are going to take place. Transformation is going to take place. And you will have the confidence and the absolute passion to go out and tear the world up with this. Because Talk Fusion will be in you. Right now, you're in Talk Fusion. Once it's in you, guys, the game's over. So this is why you hear, you know, our CEO so much, and, you know, really stress the importance of coming to this vision event. You hear the top leaders promoting this. There's only a few tickets left, so do take actions. This will be one of the best commitments that you can make for your Talk Fusion business. And I'm going to wrap this call up again by just saying how grateful I am. Guys, you know, you heard what Bob said here today. I invested less than $300 initially to get started in my Talk Fusion business 9 months ago. And at that time, I was flat broke, couldn't afford to pay my mortgage. A lot of you can probably relate to where I was at back then. But that investment was, without a doubt, the best investment I ever made in my entire life. And now as a result of it and following these steps, because when I came in here, I was making some of the same mistakes. You know, I was on the phone too long and so forth. I wasn't doing the three ways as much. And, you know, I just listened and I coached from Bob and my upline support, Min and Julie, and they were, you know, getting it straight from Bob. And we started applying. As soon as we started applying what he was sharing with us, we saw our income increase dramatically. But you heard it today. Where can you start in business for less than, you know, $1,000 and have a six-figure, possibly even a seven-figure income working out of your home, guys? This is the last frontier. Seize the day, guys. Do understand that you have the golden goose here. I want to thank everybody for being here, and you guys go out and make it a great weekend. God bless everyone.